We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9, and it's time for our biweekly chat with the Minnesota Farmers Union. I have President Gary Wordish here. How are you doing?
Pretty well, Dustin. Good to see you here.
So we're coming from the Ag Expo here in Mankato today, and good turnout, seeing people from all facets of agriculture kind of coming together and talking with each other, see what's going on, and kind of just getting together and talking about issues.
Yeah, it's a good event to go to. There's a lot of, as you mentioned, a lot of people here, and from all parts of the states, and a lot of different not only corn and soybean growers, but a lot of other, you know, just farmers that farm other commodities too. But it's a good event to be at.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, all of us together have got some kind of a connection to things that are going on, things that we've talked about in the past, whether it's trade, whether it's, you know, infrastructure, whether it's farm bill. I mean, everybody's got kind of a stake in here, and everybody's maybe got a different stake in some of these issues.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. But you get the bottom line is we are all in this together. So, you know, whether it's a farm bill that, you know, we need to start working on, or a tax bill I got passed recently, you know, we are in this together. All this stuff affects all of us, and you know, we have to stay together to you know, it's not only for farmers but for the rural communities.
And so we're talking farm bill. You're going to be having a discussion tomorrow. You're going to be on a panel talking about the farm bill. What kind of things are, what kind of information are you going to be bringing to these people coming up tomorrow?
Well, it's an interesting, you know, we're in an interesting time right now. You know, the farm bill, you know, obviously the one we have expires in September of this coming year. But yeah, it's anybody's guess. You know, our hope is that Congress starts getting serious about actually writing a farm bill and getting at it. Because if we wait too much longer, you know, we get into a full mode of election, this coming election, then it'll be tough to pass a farm bill. So we got a couple month period of time here that we really need to see some action happen if we want to get a farm bill done.
I know House Ag Committee Chairman Conaway said they're hoping that by March things will be unveiled. Nobody's quite certain what's going on the Senate side of a farm bill before they do any negotiations, but you know, a lot's at stake here. Like you said, we're in an election year, and you know, some people are nervous with the way things are going with tax bills and even these budget negotiations right now, that can put a damper on how negotiations go with any future legislation, and the farm bill being that important kind of can be scary.
No, it is. You know, earlier the House, they're going to be bringing a farm bill up, you know, beginning of February, but a lot of that stuff's going to, I really think it's going to depend on this. You got the major, I think February 8th is their date that they have to come to an agreement on the budget bills and various bills and funding the government. And till they come to that agreement, it's going to be hard to move any other type of legislation.
And, you know, when you look at the precedent being set by some of these budget bills, it seems like we're kicking it down the road another 4 weeks. And, you know, we've done that the last time we went through farm bill negotiations. It was kind of leave it in place until we have something new, and that went on for almost a year after the deadline. That's something we really don't want to go through again.
No, we don't. But, you know, with the politics that's going on right now and the timing of it, you know, it's very possible that could happen again. And, you know, I guess as Farmers Union, we'll be doing what we can to kind of help get this pushed forward. But, yeah, you know, we're getting to the point where we're going to start running out of time.
And, of course, going back to the whole Ag Expo thing, you know, definitely want to encourage listeners to come down for these things. You know, I know we're talking here now. It's going to be airing on Friday. But, you know, you need the chance to come down here and network with people. I mean, it's kind of like when we have Farm Fest in the summer. It's this great chance for everybody to come together. Yes, it's a smaller scale than Farm Fest, but it's a great time for everybody to come together and talk about issues, talk about things that are changing. There's great forums and great talks where people can listen to and find out updates about what is going on.
Yeah, it is. No, it's very helpful to be here. And, like you said, you get a chance to network. You know, but you know the federal government was shut down for a few days, and then they're open back up. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, it's good, just shut them down," but it's got an effect on all of our lives and a lot of different programs and stuff. You know, and the Farm Bill does too. Farm Bill is not just for farmers; it's for rural America too. There's a lot of rural development programs that help the small communities, like a Redwood Falls, like a Morgan and Renville, and all the various communities. You know, so it is important we get that done.
And we had Shannon on just yesterday morning from the Redwood County NRCS, and she was talking. For example, you know, we have program deadlines that are March 2nd, but she's encouraging people come in before the 8th because they got shut down for a half a day basically on Monday with the government shutdown. If they get shut down again after the 8th, you know, paperwork has got to be filed, applications have got to be done, and if it runs into any length of time, you could find yourself high and dry. We're talking about the CSP program. It's a big program. You know, if you don't get your application in before the government shutdown, I mean, if you get it in ahead of time, you're at least in, but you know, you could be in a big what-if situation, and that's just local.
Yeah, it is. You know, and also, you know, there's a lot of people that get their loans through, you know, through the rural the FSA division, you know, and that they're at risk too. This stuff, you know, will their loan get done? Will they get approved? Will they get the money? So I mean, there's a lot of, you know, this whole government, you know, we have the best, you know, we say we have the best government in the world, but, you know, we do. But at the same time, we have to come together and actually get things done.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to. Gary, I thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And, of course, we'll be talking with you guys again in 2 weeks when our next interview comes around.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin.
All right, that's President Gary Wordish of the Minnesota Farmers Union. We'll be back after this.